Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Crew Travel Updates with me, Lee Harris from ATPI Travel. For any crew who are travelling to Europe for the Yacht Met crew season, you might want to consider flying with Delta, as the airline plans to serve 27 European airports this summer, covering some of the most popular and diverse destinations. The Italian city of Naples joins its network for the first time, while Shannon returns after a hiatus. However, some routes have been dropped, such as Dubrovnik, Dusseldorf, Glasgow and Ponta Delgada. Delta will operate from 10 US hubs with the most flights from New York, JFK, Atlanta and Boston. So if you are looking for a wide range of options and convenient connections to Europe this summer, Delta could be your best bet. If you are a citizen of a country that requires a Schengen visa to enter the European Union, you might have to pay more for your application soon. The Commission of the European Union has proposed that the fee for the Schengen visa application increases from €80 to €90 for adults and from €40 to €45 for children. The Commission claims that the increase is necessary to cover the costs of processing the visa applications, as well as to fund the new European Travel Information and Authorisation System, which will be operational from 2025. The proposal is still subject to the approval of the European Parliament and the Council of the EU, which might take some time and face some opposition. However, if the proposal is adopted, it will enter into force 6 months after its publication. So if you are planning to apply for a Schengen visa in the near future, you might want to do it sooner rather than later to avoid paying a higher fee. If you are working the Caribbean season, travel may have just got a little easier for you. Virgin Atlantic is raising frequency between Heathrow and Montego Bay in Jamaica to a daily service. The expanded year-round schedule starts on March the 31st, adding an extra 258 seats twice weekly, with the airline deploying Boeing 787 Dreamliners on the route. On February 1, 2024, Emirates announced a partnership with VFS Global that has a positive impact for Indian passport holders who want to travel to the United Arab Emirates. Indian nationals who have a valid six-month visa for the US or EU residency, UK residency or US green card will have a pre-approved visa on arrival facility should they fly with Emirates. The pre-approved 14-day single-entry visa is facilitated by the Dubai Visa Processing Centre. Emirates customers will be able to skip queues after they arrive in Dubai as they can breeze through the customs services and head out to the city. All foreign nationals who travel to Bali will have to pay an additional fee of approximately $10 before they're allowed to enter from Wednesday, February the 14th. The tax will not apply to visitors to other Indonesian provinces, but should a tourist leave Bali and try to re-enter, they will have to pay the fee again. The new tourist tax is part of Bali's efforts to preserve its environment and culture, as well as to improve the quality of its tourism services and infrastructure. The tax revenue will be used to fund projects such as waste management, conservation, and cultural preservation. That's all for this week's episode of Crew Travel Updates. I am Lee Harris from ATPI Travel, and I look forward to seeing you for next week's episode.